Episode 3, Where Do I Begin?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hello, ladies. I'm so glad y'all joined me. Oh my goodness, we have so much to get to. So let's jump right in. We talked about previously about loving ourselves and really loving that reflection and coming. And if you think about it, having kind of a mantra or an affirmation saying, you know what? I am gorgeous. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. And you know, sometimes when we say that, we kind of feel fake. And so maybe if you backtrack a little bit, what was something that stood out to you when you looked at yourself? Did you look at yourself and say, you know, yeah, I like the way my hair is, but I'd like to lose maybe 10, 15 pounds, maybe 20 or 30 pounds. Oh man, I just don't move enough. And I would really just like to get some exercise. Or you know what? I eat too much junk food and I just need to get healthier. I need more energy and I'm not getting that. And obviously what I'm doing, I'm not doing right. There are so many things that we don't even know where to begin. And so that's our focus today is where do I begin? Where do I start? The easy answer is right where you are. Yep, you got it. We're done. That's it. We don't need to talk the rest of the time. No, seriously though, you do. You need to start right where you're at. Because when you do that, that is going to propel you one step further, okay? Because it is. It's one step at a time. And sometimes when we look at things, we want this. We're so, our world is such an immediate gratification. Everything is like, poof, it's there. You know, you blink on the news now, something happens and within, I mean, talking less than 5 minutes, it's on the news and it's a breaking news story and they're trying to get details. It just happened. They don't have details to give. Okay. We are so bombarded with information overload that we want everything now, including we want to be at the perfect weight. We want to have that energy right now. We want our wrinkles to go away. We want less cellulite. We want to be standing taller. We want a different job. We want our children to respect us and be a little more disciplined. We want an advancement in our career. We want to dream a dream and become an entrepreneur. Whatever it is, it's one step. It's one step, ladies. So let's kind of go back in time. Okay. You were a baby. We all started there. And when you were little, you didn't all of a sudden just start walking. It didn't happen that way. There were small incremental changes that happened over a period of time. And that period of time was months. Okay. It went from hours to days to weeks to months to years for that all to happen. And so when you look at it, give yourself grace. You need to begin right where you are. So with that in mind, a couple things we need to address. Number one, we need to set goals. It's 2015. Woohoo! Happy New Year. It is. It's 2015. And with 2015 already, we are bombarded with, you want to lose those 20 pounds? How many commercials have already been on? How many of you all have already totally ruined the whole diet thing? You've already thrown it out the window because you've eaten way too much, not just the holidays. I mean, we're already into the new year by a week or so. And you're sitting here going, oh my goodness, this can't be. Why even try? No, 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 no. Give yourself grace. Okay. It's one step at a time. So what are your goals? What are your dreams? We spoke about, and I asked you specifically to look in the mirror, to love yourself. okay? By saying, I am worthy, or I am loved, or I am beautiful, okay? So be honest with yourself. This is a check. Did you do your kiss? Did you take care of it? Did you take action? You need to take action, okay? That dream, what is your dream? Did you share your dream? Come on over to the page and share your dream, okay? Come on Facebook, share it. You know, it's a safe place to be, is to share your dream. We're there to lift each other up, okay? So come on over. We want to hear each other's dreams, all right? Because you all know I do not stand for, you know, bickering and all this. We'll pull that out, okay? We're here to support each other. Each of you matter. Each of you matter to me. So with that dream, you have to set goals, because otherwise it's still always going to be a dream, okay? And so what is your goal? First of all, name it, okay? I'm going to give you a second here. I want you to think of one goal, just one. You may have 20. I want you to pick one goal to focus on right now, okay? You got that one goal? Fantastic. All right, with that one goal, I need you to pick one thing that you can do today to make a change, an incremental change, okay? Think about it. Let's start with this. I'm kind of feeling tired. I get sluggish in the afternoon. I just don't have the energy. So what can I do? I just want to feel a little more alive in the afternoon. One little thing I could do is I need to drink more water. Okay, that's one thing that can be done, is drinking more water to help hydrate the body. That's one little activity. That's one thing that you can do to get that much closer. Okay. Then after that, you think about, okay, well, I've done that. Okay. So I have a plan and action for that. So the next week, usually it's week, the next week you add another one, because you see it's consistent incremental changes that bring lifelong, amazing reformations. And it just is like, wow, it's awesome. It's enlightening and it's so freeing. However, sometimes when we begin and we work on just that one simple step, we still screw up. We fall off the wagon. You know, maybe we're losing weight. We're trying to, I'm going to eat more healthy foods. I want more raw vegetables. Okay. Well, that's great. But instead you ended up having 3 brownies. Been there, done that. Everybody has. We're not perfect. You fall off. But the thing is what stops you? Think about it. What actually stops you from taking that next small step? That horrible thing called failure. Oh, I failed. So, you know, why should I have to continue on from here? I'm going to go eat another whole cake. Because those 3 brownies, yeah, I ruined it then, so it doesn't matter now. I'm throwing it to the wind. Instead of doing that, we need to talk about forgiveness. That grace. And saying, you know what? I made this decision, and oops, that's okay. But the next decision, this is what I have to do. It's small, incremental changes. Little baby steps. Because we can't run the very day we're born. That's not how we were created. We have to grow into ourselves. Now, some of us grow a little more into ourselves than what we need to. And that's a story for another time, which I will be glad to tell you, because a lot of you would be surprised that pregnant and nursing for 10 years can work a pretty big havoc on your body. And I am one woman to say that I was over 200 pounds for many years, that it did wreak havoc on my body. And with all of that, I began to tell myself things like, oh, you know, I'm a cow. And I meant it, because I could pump so many ounces. I could pump 16 to 18 ounces in one sitting for nursing. How crazy is that? I mean, I'd say, oh, I'm a cow. It's like milking me, you know? And I could do this, which was great for my children. But the thing is, as I look back, I kind of became that person. I kind of felt like a cow, a blob, a just thing that I was always being used for stuff, and I was never taking care of me. I never gave myself the grace and the forgiveness, and I never took the one simple step. And so it continued to hold me back years after years after years. So I encourage you, okay, whatever your one goal, we're looking at one goal. So I want you to write it down. I want you to text it in your calendar, okay? Send yourself a note. Text it to a friend to text it back to you, okay? Send me a note, okay? Go on over to createyournow.com. Send me a note. I want to hear about it. Leave me a voicemail, okay? I want to hear about that one goal and the one incremental step you're going to take. Because with every single step, if you do one thing and you bring and do that every single day, do you know how much closer you will be to your dream, your goal by the end of the year? You'll probably have met 2 to 3 to 4 goals by that time because you did the little consistent steps. You see, we may be old and we think we're wise, but we all are still babies, and we need to take those baby steps. We need to understand that it's okay if we fall off the wagon. It's okay if we fail. But what's not okay is allowing ourselves to stay off the wagon. We need to pick ourselves back up, and we need to say, you know what? I can do this because I have to begin right where I'm at. I'm not that other person that I want to be that's 6 weeks down the road. I've got to start right where I am. It's not a race to the finish line. Your journey is a journey of endurance. And you learn that this process of enduring life and enjoying it and being a part and in the moment and being totally present is going to get you successfully to the goals you want to achieve in 2015. And how awesome would it be to look on your bucket list, and the bucket list meaning your goal bucket list, not the ones that you want to go jump out of an airplane or you want to go climb in the tallest, you know, mountain that there is. Those are all great. And if that's truly a goal, fantastic. I'm talking about your true goals, like, you know, your career goals. What's your family goal? What's your financial goal? What's your spiritual goal? What's your health goal? What's your fitness goal? How about your nutrition goal? There are so many different areas. And if we do it one step at a time, just one step, you will be that much closer to your goal. So where do I begin? Right where you are. It's really as simple as that, but it's not easy. Be consistent. What you think about, you'll bring about. Ladies, it is so awesome here to serve you. And I really want to know your heart. I want to know where you're at. And tell me what you're struggling with, because goals usually means that there's struggles behind it because you're trying to better yourself. You're trying to go up the ladder of something, okay? If you're a certain weight, you may want to lose weight. Some of you may want to gain weight. Maybe you're wanting to gain muscle. Some of you just are like, I like where I'm at, but you know what? I need to eat a little bit better. Or you know what? I need help with parenting. I need to be a little more consistent with my children. Whatever it is, pick that one goal this week, okay? This is your kiss. Pick the one goal and take one step closer. One step is all I ask. And let me know how it goes. And then after you take that one step, take another step and the next step, all right? Let me know what your goals are so we can start talking specifically about how to make those little baby steps, how to take those incremental changes, because that's what we're going to talk about. As your life coach and personal trainer and nutritionist, we're going to talk about life. We are here to talk about it all, okay? About mind, body, and spirit, the Trinity lifestyle, putting it all together so you can be your best selfie. Love you guys. I'll see you on the other side.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.